Happy Training Camp 2014, and welcome to Giants.com. The giddy Paul Dottino. I am John Schmelk. It is your afternoon report, and we are back in so are the New York Football Giants. But, Paul, one guy that's not back is Giants offensive lineman Chris Snee. He announced his retirement today, and it was a very emotional day, not only for him, but for owner John Mara, head coach Tom Coughlin, and quarterback Eli Manning.
It's been a great 10 years. I'm thankful for all the memories and for the opportunity to come back this spring and try to improve on the memory I have from last year, but it wasn't going to happen. So I had to admit that I can no longer play. And it's a sad day, but one that, once I leave here, I'll be at peace with.
You know, this one is tough. He's been the quintessential Giant, and I said to him earlier, I said, you're everything we could ever ask for in a player, not only on the field but off the field as well. But at least he's walking out on his own terms. Not a lot of guys get to do that. So I'm happy for him that he was able to make this decision by himself. But it's tough to lose a guy like that. You just don't replace Chris Snee.
You're talking about a guy who's a great football player. I mean, he is everything that you want in a man and in a football player. And you may say, well, you're not very objective about this. Well, I'm not pleading my case for objectivity right now. I'm just telling you that the quality of the man is greater than the quality and the ability of the football player, and that's as good as it gets.
And, Paul, I could have played another 3 minutes of sound from all those guys, and it didn't get any less emotional or any less powerful. And for a guy like Chris Snee, who's Captain Stoic, never gives you anything, it was pretty stirring to see him read that speech today the way he did.
You know, John, when you talk about giants among giants, he's truly one of the all-time greats. And it was so eloquently put by Mr. Mara and Coach Coughlin. But I'm going to give you some quick stats. Rosie Brown and Mel Hine are the only two Giants offensive linemen in NFL history who went to more Pro Bowls than Chris Snee. This guy is clearly one of the best five Giants offensive linemen in team history. He deserves everything he gets.
The last guy left from that big-time group of Seibert, Deal, McKenzie, O'Hara, and Snee, already being told by Giants owner John Mara that he's in the Ring of Honor, which really seemed to touch Chris Snee deep down.
It did, because as Mr. Mara said, no one has ever been told that when they had left or retired. This is the first time he's ever told the player, look, we're putting you up there, and that's the end of that. And so there's no question, when he comes back, that's going to be another emotional night.
And I encourage you to listen to all the sound, watch all the video of Coach, of John Mara, of Eli, of Chris Snee. Really some powerful stuff. Paul, very quickly, 20 seconds or less, good news on the injury front. David Wilson cleared. The only Giant going on PUP is John Beeson.
That is right. David Wilson's neck is A-OK, full speed ahead, although Coach Coughlin said they may limit it a little bit. Manningham and Beattie also will be limited, but Beeson with the toe, the only guy to start camp on PUP. I quite frankly think that's a miracle, because it looked like there may be a few other guys who might be on that list.
John Jerry, a go as well with that knee. He's going to be limited, but he's going to be able to practice. All right, folks, we'll have more tomorrow on the injuries. Check out our morning report. But for now, that's all we got. For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmelk. Training camp, first practice tomorrow. Try to contain this guy. I know
I'll be there.
Can't.